Hello, this is Jackie Bouguet, Chris's mom, and you'd better listen to the AT Tips Cast, or else.
Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode 34, recorded on May 24th, 2009. The AT tip for this episode is really an extension of the last episode about managing and practicing volume control. My mom, who you heard in the bumper, has a reputation around the family for being, well, let's see, how do I put this? Rather loud and boisterous. It's not really just her. My whole family is boisterous and loud. My family seems to think that the best stories and jokes are the ones that are told the loudest. So, my mom isn't the only one in my family who's loud, she just happens to be the best at it, which is quite a feat. I'm going to refrain from getting into a whole bunch of "Yo, mama so loud" jokes and get right into AT tip number 48, digital voice feedback modulators. Digital voice feedback modulation works best as a small group or one-to-one strategy and requires the use of a computer and microphone. What I'm about to describe can be done on either a Mac or Windows-based computer, as both have controls that allow you to see a visual representation of your volume as you talk into the microphone. It may be a bit different depending on which operating system you're working on, but in Windows XP, the way it works is by going into the control panel and choosing Sound and Audio Devices, selecting the Voice tab, and selecting Test Hardware. When you do this, the system brings up the Sound Hardware Test Wizard. Following the on-screen instructions, brings you to a window that prompts you to test your microphone. On the right of the window is a vertical bar that moves from green to yellow to red, to indicate an increase in volume. Students could be asked to read a passage, or just repeat phrases, while trying to keep the color within the green. Students could be motivated to try to keep their responses within the green by charting the number of seconds they keep their voice within the green and then trying to break that record. I created a short how-to video detailing this process, which I'll have posted on the blog attipscast.wordpress.com. Audacity is another program that has a built-in voice feedback modulator. When you open Audacity, depending on how you have your toolbars configured, you'll see the six circles that control the recording and playback. To the right of those controls, there are two icons, a speaker icon and a microphone icon. As you record, you'll see a red visualization move horizontally in one or both of the bars above the microphone icon. The louder you are, the longer the red visualization. The quieter you are, the shorter the red visualization. This bar has a number line beneath it, albeit a small number line, so that a student could use this feature of Audacity to judge how loud he's being as he talks into the microphone. Also using Audacity, as you record, a horizontal feedback line appears on the track on which you're recording. This line kind of reminds me of the waveform visual you would see on the old Outer Limits television show. As you speak into the mic, the line moves to the right to represent time passing. Also, as you speak into the mic, the line moves vertically, representing volume. The louder you speak, the higher the vertical lines go. If you get too loud, the vertical lines hit the top and bottom margins of the track, indicating that you are really loud. It kind of represents hitting a sound threshold. Students could use this feature of Audacity as visual feedback to help control their volume. As they record into the microphone, if the vertical lines hit the ceiling, then they're being too loud. Again, the amount of time between moments of hitting the ceiling could be calculated and charted to demonstrate improvements over multiple sessions. I've created a short video on this too, detailing how to use Audacity in this fashion, and I posted it up on the blog attipscast.wordpress.com. Thanks to my mom for the bumper, and thanks to all of you for listening. I've been getting a lot of great feedback recently from Twitter, where you can follow me at attipscast, the AT Tippers group on Facebook, and from people sending me emails at attipscast@gmail.com. Apparently, some people have really liked the idea of burning episodes of the AT Tips Cast to CDs and implementing them in their school district. I was thinking of trying to pull some of the feedback I've been receiving together for another listener feedback episode, a real one this time. If I can get my act together, I'll do just that. In the meantime, I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com and let me know what you think of the episodes. So until next time, May all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive. Oh, and because I couldn't resist, here are a bunch of Yo Mama So Loud jokes after all, which I humbly dedicate to my mom, Jackie Bouguet. Yo Mama's so loud that when she called us for dinner, the phone company charged her long distance. Your mama's so loud, megaphones get jealous. Your mama's so loud, she makes white noise green with envy. Your mama's so loud, she makes white noise yellow. Your mama's so loud that win or lose, she's continually escorted to the parking lot to play her layer cake of bingo cards. Your mama's so loud that when the firemen heard her, they put her on the top of the truck. Your mama's so loud that when people hear her, they start looking for lightning. Your mama's so loud that when she talks at a parent-teacher conference, kids line up in an orderly fashion, making sure to turn up the lights, shut the door behind them, and then head for the nearest exit. Your mama's so loud that when she sings, people think it's halftime at the Super Bowl. Your mama's so loud that when she talks to telemarketers, they hang up on her. Your mama's so loud, kids blame her when they break a window with a baseball. And finally, your mama's so loud, San Andreas was her fault.